Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Kate and Hannah with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, two men were taken to hospital last night after fleeing a fire in their home south of Brisbane. Footage of the incident shows neighbours rushing to help one man who suffered from significant burns after his clothes had caught fire. The men's home was destroyed, but neighbouring properties were able to be saved by fire crews. The blaze allegedly began while a homeowner was draining petrol from his motorbike.
Queensland's public transport and journey planning app, MyTranslink, is set to be replaced after almost 10 years. A brand new app and interface will allow users to plan journeys involving walking and riding, in addition to public transport. Head of TransLink, Peter Millward, says the new app will provide travel information that is more user-friendly.
In national news, the state inquiry into supermarket pricing and other flagged industry practices has handed down its final report. It made 14 recommendations after 6 days of public hearings and examining 150 submissions. The inquiry called for the government to establish a commission on prices and competition to examine the price-setting practices across all sectors. The commission prohibits price gouging and would help monitor prices both within supermarkets and across the supply chain, including farmers and suppliers. It requires greater transparency from supermarkets about historical prices of goods and ensures annual reports are published on the matter.
Men's behaviour change counselling programs have shown to be an integral part of preventing the reoffence of domestic violence. However, hundreds of men in Australia are on waiting lists for such programs. Dwindling funding for the programs means some men don't get access to them. Vesna Adrick, who works with the Staying Home Leaving Violence Project in the Bega region of New South Wales, says waiting for such a program in her area makes working with victim survivors more challenging. Little research has been done to affirm the effectiveness of these men's behaviour programs in Australia, also due to funding constraints. However, research done in the UK has shown promising results.
In international news, the International Organisation for Migration calls for the humanitarian crisis in Yemen to be addressed, as migrants are left stranded in horrifying conditions. Migrants attempt to travel from the Horn of South Africa to Saudi Arabia to seek refuge. Unfortunately, stopping in the dangerous Djibouti region has led to terrible conditions for most. Feuding parties in this region dividing Yemen have imposed human rights violations, such as arbitrary detention, mutilation, torture, and sexual violence. Even for those that reach Saudi Arabia, the risks are grave. Border guards reportedly killed hundreds of Ethiopian migrants and asylum seekers between 2022 and 2023.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index for today is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.